This is Sunday Satsang, April 5th, 2020. Dory's asking a question. He said, Vrindavan is more affection than millions of mothers. And he says that, I've been living here for some time. I have some idea of the love and affection of Vrindavan. But my question is, some of my friends are staying here for almost 10 years, hardly had any such experiences, although they appear to be serious and sincere in doing bhajan. So is Vrindavan Dhamma's partial in showing love and affection upon the fallen souls? That's the question. Vrindavan Dham is Krishna's energy, it's Krishna himself. Different shastras say Vrindavan is Krishna's body. So Krishna reciprocates with devotees living in Vrindavan according to their attitude. They may be doing everything externally, apparently paka, nice bhajan, whatever, regulated program. Maybe they have some envy or have some upright tendencies, or maybe they're offensive to Dhamvasis or doing Jiva Himsa, killing unnecessarily, killing living entities in Vrindavan, flies, mosquitoes, whatever. It's very hard to understand. But the question is Vrindavan partial in showering love and affection upon the fallen souls? And the answer is yes. Just like we say that Vrindavan, all the trees are Kalpavriksha trees, that means they can fulfill all the desires, but they're selective. If they want to fulfill the desire, someone approaches them, they will. It's not that anyone of any kind of consciousness, any kind of desire, is to go to a Kalpavriksha tree, hug a Kalpavriksha tree in Vrindavan, it will make me a millionaire. They're not, it's personal, and personality, there's independence. So Vrindavan is, that's why it's explained. It's like a mother said, praying down Vrindavan is more affection than millions of mothers. But sometimes a mother, she slaps one son and she gives another son some Mahaprasad. So the mother, because the analogy that Prabhupada Saraswati, he compares Vrindavan to be like a mother. So being like a mother, then Vrindavan is independent, it's differential. Yes. We see that in Vrindavan, because it's just like Krishna, Vrindavan, Vrindatava Mata. So she's partial in showering her love and affection upon the fallen souls. It's not a given, you just come here and you get all the mercy. You may be allowed to live here, but not really get so much mercy because of some aparad from last life. It's very hard to tell. Another question? Oh, that's that.